Welcome to 2-Minute Talks with Pearson Authors. Our featured author for this podcast is Dr. Nancy Helmester Brooks, author of the Cognitive Linguistic Quick Test, or CLQT. Dr. Helmester Brooks, what was your reason for picking the four questions in the Personal Facts subtest?
Well, in keeping with this test being quick, I had to identify a speedy way to look at both episodic memory, which is the memory of your life events, and word retrieval and comprehension and perception in the language domain. So I pilot tested these four questions to see if we could get at a way of differentiating people with episodic memory problems from those without, and more precisely, people with maybe mild cognitive impairment or more severe cognitive impairment, especially Alzheimer's. So where were you born and when were you born? Never change. So those are things we practice all our lives, saying where we were born and when we were born. But your current age needs some calculation. You have to be oriented to the year it is now, as well as, your date of birth, hold that in mind, and do your subtraction. And so people with Alzheimer's disease may have difficulty coming up with the answer to what is their current age. And because seldom are people living in the house or place where they were born, although in certain communities they might be. But often when you're older, you make a move. And so asking your current complete address is more of a more current memory task. So we found that these four questions quickly got at the problems we were targeting. Hope that answers that.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Thank you for your comments. This has been another installment of 2-Minute Talks with Pearson Authors. Find out more at www.pearsonclinical.com. Thanks for joining us and have a great day.